every photograph has a point of view. And by that, I don't mean a philosophical foundation, but rather an angle of intersecting with the world. There is a direction in which the photograph makes us point our gaze. That's because of the nature of lenses, obviously. Lenses look at something. They point in a direction. There's an axis from the center of the film plane out through the lens to gaze on the world. And controlling that angle is a very large part of the composition of photography. I think a lot of times people think about composition as the arrangement of objects on a two-dimensional plane. Are we going to make angles and the rule of thirds and those kinds of things come into play? And that is a big part of composition. But even more fundamental is this incident angle, the pointing direction of the lens, the point of view that we have when we look at the world through the camera lens. This photograph controls that angle, I think, perfectly, because it gives us the exact perspective a person would have if they were there reaching for a to-do list, and that allows us to personalize the image in the ways that I talked about in the written commentary. We can see this to-do list as a personal thing, as something we can relate to because we all have our to-do list. But the angle of the photograph emphasizes that because it's the angle we would have ourselves standing in that living room reaching for that to-do list. And because of that angle, it makes the photograph even that much more accessible to us as though it were our own to-do list. I've often been out photographing with people and watched their process as they compose their images. And a lot of times people use cropping Ls and various aids. They'll walk around a three-dimensional subject. They're projecting how this is going to look in the two-dimensional world. But I think this angle of incidence is so critical that to me it's even more important than the arrangement of the two-dimensional things on the plane that will eventually be the photograph. It's how do we see the world? It can be successfully done in images like this. It can also become so repetitive that we tend to see the world from the height of our eyes and from our tripod. And if we're not careful, that can actually work against us because our compositions tend to become a little repetitive. So I'm not proposing that every photograph needs to be made from human eyeball height relative to the world, but rather that when it is important, that angle of view, looking up, looking down, looking askance, looking askew, those things can be so influential in the photograph. And Scott Campbell does it incredibly well with this picture from his portfolio, Evelyn's, that was included in Lenswork No. 51 back in 2004.